Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang down.
His name is Eric Clapton, and he is your artist of the day. So many hits. We've only got so many times to play them. We're going to get at least one or two more in before the end of the hour.
Did you notice, and don't you play that Tears in Heaven song? For the love, I can't. I've got all I got going on that I can handle today.
Dana, it's not even on the playlist. Don't worry.
Saddest, most awful song in the history of sad songs.
Mm-hmm.
Now for something that made me laugh today. I know my eyesight is going bad because did you see David Letterman trending on Twitter?
I did not. I'm not on
Twitter. It's huge. David Letterman is all over the place today. And so I said to Sam, will you check into this? Did David Letterman superimpose himself behind this guy? Is that really Letterman? And I have your answer. If you've not been online, when you get home later today, look up David Letterman. He is a dead ringer for the sign language interpreter today, standing behind one of the governors, given, you know, the guy's giving his, you know, daily coronavirus conference or whatever. And in the back, everybody said it was Letterman. And if you squint and look at it, I mean, it really does look like David Letterman. And he's just signing away, you know, for those who in the deaf community who need to know what's going on in this state. I think it was Georgia.
And I think that's right. I think that's right.
It just took off and everyone thought it was Letterman. It's not, but damn, it looks like him.
Okay.
It's so good. I miss David Letterman.
I miss life. Honest to God. I'm not trying to go all crazy or psycho babbling on everybody. I just, you know, when this show's over at 6, I'm going to go for a little bit of a walk. I'm going to go over to Kelly's house. I'm going to have some dinner. We're going to have some salmon. I already cooked it. I just want to get back to normalcy. I can't say anything about that. Never mind. I just want to not corona. Like when the girls left today at 1 o'clock or 12:30, they were out in the driveway, and I just said coronavirus hug, and we like hugged from 6 feet. Like I made the hugging motion from like 6 feet away, and it's not that we're not all living in the same house, we're all touching the same surfaces. I get it.
Yeah.
But I'm just not going to take that risk. And, you know, if there's anything I can do to make sure that I don't get it, that they don't get it, I'm going to do it. And I haven't touched my kids. That came out weird.
You have not hugged your kids since this started?
I think I have once.
I've been hugging my mom when I see her.
Dude, you need to be careful with that. I saw your mom. She's no spring chicken.
I think we've all got to do what we need to do to keep life going right now. Within reason, you know.
Whoa, 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 whoa. What did you just say?
Well, you're living in the house with your girls.
No, 3 days a week, yes.
But you won't hug them.
We don't touch, no. Well, like, yeah, I did the other night. I rubbed Sarah's feet. But, no. I mean, we don't hug, and she's painting her room upstairs because years ago she came up with this idea to paint the upstairs room green. Oh, my God.
Wait, so let me get this straight. Rubbing feet, okay. Hugging, not okay.
She's not putting her feet in her mouth, Sam.
How do you know?
Dana, I don't know.
Fair question.
You know, they are saying, without getting into personal things in the 5 o'clock hour, I have heard, not that I looked this up, that between spouses, there are, you know, things.
All right. We looked this up the other night, by the way.
You know everyone's looked it up. You know everyone has looked this up.
Kelly and I looked it up the other night.
Just how close can I get to him?
Okay. And okay. All right. All right. All right.
Well, people are curious.
I understand people are curious. Let's keep this PG-13. There was an article in the news the other day.
Yes. Let's just say... that it is difficult to social distance when partaking in that activity.
In certain activities that... I will simply tell you, yes, we did look it up because we want to maintain our social distancing as best we can, but mm-hmm. yet keep our relationship alive. Stop it. And the article said, I got to keep this PG-13. There are ways to engage as long as you're not facing one another. That would minimize the possibility that one of you might infect the other. And as far away as you can keep your faces from one another, mm-hmm. the better.
Okay. Hey. So I have a question.
I'm blushing.
Don't ask. Don't you ask me. Do not ask me.
I'm not
but
asking
I have a question,
you.
Okay, because I'm not answering. However, I am curious if you are dating, like if you are out there dating right now, we haven't talked about this, what do you do in that world?
Like if you're newly dating, like you just
met each
other?
I mean, you're on Tinder, she's on Tinder, you swipe, she
wait
swipes.
Wait, whoa. Isn't Tinder a hookup site?
Well, but that's my question. Are people still, are young, single adults still dating? And if you're dating, what the heck do you do?
Well, Dana, why don't we go with Match.com or Cupid.com? How about we stay away from Tinder? I think Tinder's a hookup site.
Well, okay. So you're on Match and she's on Match. And then what do you say? Would you like to go to dinner? Well, that's out. You want to go? Maybe we'll go to a movie. Nope, can't do that. Maybe we'll go to a show.
Maybe you'll come over
to
my house and
what distance date.
We'll order out from Lucky's and then we'll have some sex and watch a movie on TV.
Quarantine and chill, baby.
Honestly, that's
quarantine and chill.
That's my question. Is that what people are doing? I don't know.
I don't know if we're gonna have time. I just don't know. I would be curious to hear from those of you who are newly dating, who are exploring your realm. I'm trying to find all these creative words so that the kids don't get offended and the parents don't turn us off.
Scott, here's one on the New York Times. Okay. If you have already had it and they have already had it,
get at it.
I mean, is that okay? And there's a whole article about this. It's a very good article in the Times about you know, that stuff that we're all wondering about.
How do you handle that how do you handle that 30-year relationship? You don't know. I mean, the husband goes off to work in the morning. The wife still goes off to work in the morning. I mean, you would be amazed. I understand that we're all talking about all these businesses that have been shut down. And there have been a lot of businesses that have been shut down. But there are a lot of businesses that are... I drove down Shawnee Mission Parkway today. The tile shop is still open. Apparently,
I'm okay with that.
I am too. Apparently, the tile shop is an essential business. And so it's not like everybody is at home quarantining. So your husband or your wife works at, say, the tile shop, for example. Okay? They come home. They've been in contact with a lot of people during the day. And we're learning now, the federal government is now saying, maybe we all need to start wearing masks. This thing may float in the air a little bit longer than we thought. But you still need to maintain that certain relationship.
Yeah, I'm not bringing a mask into that equation. I'm just telling you right now, it ain't happening.
What if he did?
I'm sorry. What did you say? What?
I love you. You're the most important. You're the most. You're the most important person in my life.
Stop breathing.
Do that special something that I really like. Marvin Gaye, come on now. Yes, love, baby. That's how babies get made right there. Sam, I forgot the name of the person. Go ahead. Go ahead, Dan.
Did you see there's a meme going around that said in 9 months, I'd better not see a bunch of babies named, you know, COVIDia or Corona.
Mm-hmm.
Please just don't. Let's just not do that.
No. Sam, I forgot the name of the caller that we have who wants to weigh in, who's going to be clean. 576-7798.
John in Overland Park.
John, hello, John. Good afternoon, my friend.
Oh, it's easy to be clean right now, that's for sure.
Yeah.
In fact, that's the comment. It is really painful to be single right now. Namely because I personally feel like I've been on the dating apps for a while, and I think a lot of people, in general, men and women, are staying off of them because ultimately you don't want to just have a pen pal. You want to meet up for drinks, for coffee, for whatever. And so it just seems to me like it's a desolate land out there. Everybody seems reclusive, I think, because they know, well, look, all we're going to be doing is talking and continuing to have gift conversations back and forth. So it's a lonely time. Good time to work on yourself, self-love.
Excuse me?
I said it's a good time to work on yourself.
And then you said self-love.
Yes. Self-love. Well, let me ask him something. Would you consider meeting up with someone in a park 6 feet away with you have your coffee and she has her coffee? Or are you saying there aren't even any women participating in the dating scene right now?
That's kind of what I'm saying. I mean, I would. I'm in one of those essential businesses that I still go in once a day to work. I have to and to provide services, but I would, but it does seem like everybody's just kind of offline right now.
Wouldn't that first day be kind of weird though, John, when you're sitting on the park bench and you're going, hey,
well,
how are you?
It's not too far away from just being pen pals, and don't get me wrong, that's a great way to start a relationship, but I think there's a lot of catfishing out there. There's a lot of people that just aren't very serious about meeting in person. And if in this world's relatively new to me, but I mean, it's been months. Most of the time when you connect with somebody as a pen pal, you do, you want to, hey, let's meet in a public place, have a drink. The drink tends to lose. And actually, even if it's coffee, regardless, it's a, you know, it's a segue to a more of a real conversation. A lot of people don't look like their pictures, on both sides.
Wait. Let's explore that for a second. So you were doing the dating world online prior to coronavirus, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
What percentage of people do not look like their picture?
It's got to be 50%. It's got to be 50-50, maybe even 60-40 in the arena of, and don't get me wrong, there are straight up catfishes that people are actively, like, they've got to know that they look nothing like their photos. But then there's those that, you know, clearly they're choosing the most selective photos possible. I'd say it's very common. And I don't think that that's just, I mean, I hear from my female friends the same thing. So it's not just women doing that. The men, I think men do it as well. So
yeah.
Like you don't look anything like you showed me, or like you look sort of like you showed me?
Sort of. I'd say the more likely is the sort of. You can tell it's the same person that took the photo. But
that had to have been 10 years ago.
The magic of angles and good lighting.
Yes.
Yeah, and usually it's pretty telling. I mean, I hope this doesn't sound, it just is what it is. Usually it's pretty telling.
No, if you're thinking this is going to sound misogynistic, it is going to sound misogynistic. But go ahead.
I know what he's going to say.
It's both ways. I think men do it too. If you're only showing your like neck up, there's a good chance that, you know, you're hiding plenty. How's that for keeping it PC for you?
That's good. I knew that's what he was going to say.
Plenty.
But look, that genuinely goes both ways. I talked to plenty of single women that have that same experience.
By plenty, do you mean big gut?
What? Oh, hey, your words, man.
Well, I know, but I'm asking you.
And he says it goes both ways. And I've got plenty of girlfriends who were out online dating, and they say the same thing, that there are times where the photo does not look like the real deal.
Telephone number here is 576-7798, 576-7798. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. It's sentimental, and I didn't even request it. This is Kelly's In My Soul.
First time I saw you.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, you look so fine.
Girl, I had a feeling. Oh, yeah, okay. We'll get to the calls here in just a moment. Liz, hang tight. Story here from the New York Daily News. Headline, sorry, students, you don't deserve your money back. Online classes during coronavirus must be given a chance to work.
Oh,
KU, you can suck it. Let me tell you something, KU. I paid for a room and I paid for food. She's not getting a room because that back home baller is staying upstairs right now. And I'm sure as hell feeding her and you're not. You better send back that $5,000.
I agree with you on food costs.
And room.
Maybe you get half of your room cost back. You're not going to get the whole thing back.
No, she never went back. Well, she did for like 3 weeks.
Yeah,
I want my room and I want my food back. I'm telling you right now.
I agree with you on food costs. And by the way, do these kids ever stop eating?
Oh my God.
Again, we're out of milk. I said, Are you bathing in it? Why are we out of milk again?
Let me assure you of one thing that I've learned between Kelly's son and my two daughters. This generation has no episodes of lactose intolerance. these crazy SOBs drink more milk than a cow can produce.
I've turned into my father where if I come in and I see a half glass of anything or a half plate of food of anything sitting out, I freak out like my grandparents did, you know, after the Depression. They carry that with them through their whole life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they would say, if it's on your plate, you eat it, right? That's just the way they were. I am now freaking out on the kids if there is a crumb. We are not wasting food in a global blanking pandemic. And I sit there and I say, you either eat that now or it's going to be sitting here tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm. And you're going to eat it tomorrow morning. I've turned in to crazy McCrazy.
No.
Crazy Faye Dunaway mom.
Wow. Are you like...
Yeah, no more wire hangers. That's me.
Oh, you've turned into that mom. 1982. I told you, I've turned into my dad. I'm sitting on the front porch. I swear to God, this is the craziest thing. I used to think my dad's standing out front in his knee-high black socks and his tennis shoes, and he's waving at every car that comes by like, hey, how you doing, neighbor? And I was like, nerd. And that's me. I'm like, I'm standing by the curb, and a car drives by, and I'm like, hey, neighbor.
Yeah.
And then I put my hand down. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, do you know what they're saying? Oh, there's that man again. I hope he has services.
He's mentally ill. I Whatever it is, he gets on the phone with a psychologist
tonight. I hope he's got Meals on Wheels or someone checking on him because he's crazy. Do you know what, Chris, when he came home last night, do you know what I was doing? I put this on Twitter. This is honest to God's truth. He comes in because he gets the decompression drive home that I don't. And I was almost in tears. He goes, honey, what's wrong? What are you doing? He comes in.
You were in tears, or he was
yeah,
in tears?
Yeah, I was just discombobulated. I've got the Roku on, but it's not on. It's just the fake screen. When you first turn on the Roku, it's fake fish swimming calmly and slowly back and forth on the screen. And he said, what are you doing? And I go, I've been staring at fake fish for an hour. I've been sitting here an hour staring at fake fish.
No, Dana, here's the new level of stupid crazy I've walked into. A buddy of mine turned me on to last Friday. He's like, man, you need to put on meditation music when you go to sleep at night. And I'm like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. He goes, I'm telling you, you will never sleep so well. Guess what I've been doing for the last four nights?
Is it the ocean?
Six nights. No, it's not. There's some ocean in it. Hey, Sam, go to YouTube and just punch in meditation sleeping music. It's music, but like with the ocean behind it.
Is this like the pan flute stuff? I'm not a fan
of pan flute. No. It's mostly keyboards, but it's like slow, relaxing. I have not fallen asleep for the last six nights without meditation music. I have completely lost my mind.
Really?
There it is. Oh. This is perfect. Yeah, listen to this. And if you're driving, turn the radio down because you're going to cause an accident. Yeah, that's okay. What I've been going. Yep, every night.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with my fake fish.
No, it works. I'm telling you. Sam, turn that back up. That made me feel really good. Listen to that.
It's a 12-hour video.
No, I go to sleep. Mine is one hour a night.
It's 12 hours?
Well, you can sleep all night to it. Or you can do like the 1 hour that just puts you to sleep and then it shuts off. But you better keep your phone on the charger or you're going to wake up to nothing.
Okay, so I have the Calm app on my phone. I've had it for a long time and you got to pay for that one, but it's not terribly expensive. And it's a thunderstorm. You can have a thunderstorm.
Oh, that's good.
And so my body thinks I'm like in Seattle or something because it's raining all the time when I sleep.
Mm. If Liz is still there, let's go to Liz in Olathe. Liz, good afternoon. Hello.
I'm still here. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing well. Thanks.
A little claustrophobic, I imagine. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, loud and clear. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm walking my dog, so I have my earbuds in. Which is a great idea, by the way, because their leashes are 6 feet apart. It makes a super measuring stick for avoiding people.
Oh!
Yeah.
I hadn't thought of that until a little bit ago. But anyways, I was on Snapchat earlier today, and I saw that they said that Tinder had like, at least a 25% uptick in usage since all of this stuff started. Because I guess people are just bored at home, sitting there, you know, flipping right, flipping left.
Wait, Liz, wait. What are they doing?
Well, you know, swiping right, swiping left, swipe right, swipe right, swipe right, swipe left, swipe right. Also, I am married. I got married July 26th, and I don't care who gets what. It'll probably Van Hunt be my husband because I have, like, the immunity system of a horse. But he does not, and I'm newlyweds. I'm not going to, you know, not do the thing because, like, we live in the same house. If one of us gets it, it's pretty much inevitable. So, no, I'm not skipping out on the best part of, you know, being married, newlyweds. Hello.
You're just swiping right, swiping right, swiping right.
Mm. That's why I'd like to talk to you about Jesus.
So, is it fair to say, Liz, that at your home, nothing has changed?
Yeah, pretty close.
Have we changed the way that we handle it, that we're maybe social distancing our faces further away from each other?
A little bit, because I had a stroke January 17th.
You had a stroke?
I know. I'm 31 years old. At the ripe old age of 30, I had a stroke. It was like a freak accident kind of a thing. But I've been at home, you know, me and my hubby and the dogs, for the most part, recovering since the middle of January. So I don't want to hear about y'all. Oh, I'm stuck in the house. I'm going to lose my mind. You have no idea what.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you and your husband, you keep those marital relations healthy?
Oh, yeah. We're both gendered. So.
Oh.
So you're both crazy.
I gotta stop. I'm gonna take the rating of PG-13 up to like R or something.
No, gingers are crazy. They're nuts.
Do you call him Prince Harry?
You're telling me that I'm crazy. I've been me for 31 years. I know this.
Dana wants to know if you call him Prince Harry when you guys are doing your thing.
I do not, because he's mostly, like, he's predominantly blonde, but his facial hair is the same color as mine. So I say he's a half-breed.
You can't say half-breed on the radio. That is inappropriate.
I looked up Scott Tinder dating for the first time in my life. And people are saying they're on it more because they're bored, but there's no follow through. There's no meetup the way you used to meet up.
Right.
It's just you're because on there more because you're bored.
Because you can't. I mean, you can't meet up. There's no restaurant or bar to go to. There's no movie theater to go see a movie. President Donald Trump has tested negative for the second time for coronavirus, and a record 6.6 million Americans filed for jobless claims this past week. Good God. 576-7798. Screw that serious business. We were talking about you. How is the dating world? If you're married, how do you guys handle that thing? No. Keep it clean. We're trying to keep it above board. That's very important. There might be children who are listening, so make it so that they don't understand what we're really talking about, okay? How are you handling that thing? That thing. You know, that thing. 576-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I'm Scott Parks. I'm KMBZ. Welcome back. We will do Festivus Friday tomorrow at 5 o'clock. It is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Oh, Sam, I like your mom. Is she mad at me?
She just texted the text line and said that her friend was listening and told her what you said. And she would like to remind you that you guys are not even 10 years apart. So.
Oh!
No spring chicken there, Mr. Parks.
Data!
How old is your mom?
Not 10 years older than you.
You don't, whoa. You don't even know how old your mom is, do you?
You'd never tell a woman's age on public airwaves.
Fine. Don't give me the age. Do you know your mother's age? Yes or no, and be honest.
Yes, I do.
You know how old your mother is?
Yes.
My mother is 75.
Hmm.
Well, I am not going to say my mother's age.
Well, she ain't no spring chicken.
Scott, did you see among all the funny stuff out there about the meetings that aren't going quite as planned on Zoom and other stuff?
Yeah, Zoom's got some problems. We obviously had a problem with Zoom last night.
Well, but some of it is self-imposed, where a boss, I guess, yesterday turned herself into a potato. I guess you can make yourself on some of these applications. You can make yourself look like a kitty cat or a potato. Well, she had to run the entire meeting like a potato because she couldn't figure out how to remove the setting. So it literally is just like an Idaho potato, but you can see her eyes and mouth, and she's trying to run this serious meeting and everyone is just howling. We've got people walking around naked in the background of other people's meetings. We have not had anything like that happen yet, but it will.
What are you talking about? Were you not there last night at the end of the show?
No, I mean as far as your camera catching something behind you or my camera or Sam's.
I've seen on your camera your son running around with only his shorts on.
He was jogging.
Up the stairs?
Well, he had just come in from a jog, so okay. Yes.
The best part about Zoom is you can actually name yourself. Let me just read some of our names here.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Mine reads, turds taste good. Sam's, and this one has me concerned, Sam's name on Zoom tonight is A Cry for Help, and Dana's name is F This Day.
I try to make you guys laugh at the beginning of every show with a new name for me.
And A Cry for Help is just piggybacking off of your former name, which was I Need Help.
A really bad Rick Astley song.
Yeah. And then earlier, my other name was Why Does It Bleed When I Fart? And I was just trying I was just trying to get you guys to laugh. And then Dennis insisted that I change the name. And I'm like, fine. And I changed it to Turds Taste Good. I mean.
Yeah, because you are 7 years old. Do you know on Zoom there's actually a filter, Scott, that you can use to make yourself look better? You should check into it.
Boom.
Oh.
I'll send you the article from Business Insider.
No pre-made touch-up can really help, let's be honest.
It gives your face a softer glow and minimizes the appearance of imperfections.
What's wrong with the way I look on Zoom right now? I mean, I think I look pretty good.
I don't know that there's an application to get rid of all those imperfections.
I think Zoom makes me look fat, and I've actually lost 5 to 10 pounds during this whole thing.
That would be because the camera is by your feet.
Oh.
Yeah, so Scott, for those of you who have not been in our little Zoom room until the Zoom room was put in timeout, Scott has the camera below him pointing up toward his nostrils.
That's always a bad picture.
He bends over in the chair, and it actually looks like he's on the toilet when we're doing our Zoom.
What makes you think I'm not?
Hope.
Hope.
We're clinging.
Oh. There are clingers in here, I'll tell you right now. Okay. All right, I shouldn't have said that. So a lot of universities are saying, students, if you think you're getting your money back, you are not. That just came out today. That's from the New York Daily News. They want to give the online classes a chance to work. This story here from ABC News. Federal prison officials. Ooh. Say they are growing increasingly alarmed about a shortage of resources to test and treat prisoners and workers who may have been exposed to COVID-19. Huh. Across the Bureau of Prisons' vast network of 122 facilities in America, at least 29 inmates and 30 staff members have now been affected. Officials are scrambling to secure enough staffing and personal protective equipment, PPE, to meet the need. Battling a bureaucracy that has been slow to adapt to the crisis. We got to run. Listen, gang, tomorrow at 5 o'clock, we're going to ease the pain. We're going to do Festivus Friday tomorrow at 5 o'clock. It is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. I want to do something real quick. Sam, pot it down for a second.
It's my favorite song.
I know. We'll get to it. I know these are tough times. I want to thank every single one of you who have taken the time to write a nice note, to write a nice text, to just spend a little time with us in the afternoon, because you are our therapy. And I speak for Dana, I know. You are our therapy. Thank you for the time. Thank you for the honor of your time. And thank you for joining us on this show. I've always thought that we were a family. And it is an honor and a privilege to know that even in these weird times, we can still come to you and you can still come to us. Thank you for it. It means more than you will ever know. On behalf of our producer today, Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks. And God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be well. Be safe. And be good. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.